This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready for a baseball season, Keith?
Oh, born ready for a baseball season.
Wow.
It is here. It is upon us.
What a nice little treat.
That was fantastic news. That was excellent news. We don't get a lot of good news.
You like it?
Get a lot of bad news.
You like this news?
Let me tell you this. I like the signing.
Huh?
If he plays third base, I love the signing.
Yeah.
But no, I like the signing. I think he is no longer in the prime of his career. Not to throw all the negatives at you right away.
Yeah, just get into it.
I think he's a lot better than Nolan Arenado at this point of their respective careers. And there wasn't a lot of guys still out there. They still needed a righty bat. They desperately needed that. They needed to improve their defense. This guy does both of those things. Now, we don't know exactly what position he's playing yet. I really, really hope it's third base. I hope they don't change their mind. I know a lot of people are projecting second base.
Well, Jeff Passan's about as plugged in of an insider as there is. He says he's expected to play at second, so I'm gonna take that at face value. But I'm with you.
Let's get him into camp. Let's see how it goes.
If there are things I don't like about the signing, and I've been this is one of the free agents I wanted the most out of any player this free agency.
Yeah, I know you love it.
I don't like him as much. I would prefer him at third as well, but I'm okay with, you know. Even some of the little nitpicks, I'm okay with that. I'm very excited about this signing.
But the lineup needed another stick, specifically a right-handed bat, and that's what they get with him. So, no, I like the signing. Now, if you look at the contract, I think you got to look at the contract a little bit differently, and maybe some of you already are. Maybe some of the big brain people out there already are. Because if the Patriots signed the equivalent of Bregman to that kind of contract, or the Celtics or the Bruins, any league with a cap, you would say, all right, is that the best money spent? The Patriots are going to have to overpay, but do you want to overpay at guard? Do you want to overpay at wideout? Do you want to overpay at linebacker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The Red Sox, and the way baseball contracts are set up, they could have signed a guy for $40 million a season or just not. Like, just not signed a guy.
Well, that's what we were all fearful they were going to do. As of yesterday, this shocked me that they actually did it.
Yeah.
And I am credit for it. But as of yesterday, we're like, this is the team. They're not adding Bregman. Right. Like, what we saw is what we were going to get. That was the team. So, they could have just done nothing or spent $40 million. The only thing that hurts is John Henry's wallet.
Yeah.
So, sport, it would be different, though. I agree with
every
you.
Other sport, it would be different. So I think you have to really look at a difference. So for anybody that's just like, oh, it's crazy to spend $40 million on this guy, you know, for 25, 26 tater tots and playing second base, like that obviously is not a $40 million player, but they had to do it. You saw the other teams that were out there bidding. Teams were giving them 6 years, but clearly not the average annual value. There's another team going 3 years, not as much money. So they had to overspend to get them. I'm not going to kill them for that. In fact, I'm going to compliment them for that because they have missed out on so many guys. Everybody, whether it's some of these pitchers like Seth Lugo a year ago to some of the bigger, like huge price guys like Juan Soto, they always come up just short.
They were close on Soto.
They were so close on Soto. So they got a guy. So I'm happy that they got a guy. And guess what? The Red Sox tickets were still going to be the most expensive. The hot dog was going to be the most expensive. The parking was going to be the most expensive with or without Bregman. So I'll take Bregman. Like, the team is just a lot better with him than they were without him.
So we'll get into a lot of specifics about this. How do you feel about the signing? Are the Red Sox back? What shook John Henry awake? Because I think the motivation behind it is interesting. Where does he play on the diamond? Does he play second base? Does he play third? Twitch Mitch was saying he should play shortstop.
What the heck?
I'll allow for that. Where do you hit him in the lineup?
Catcher.
Are the Red Sox done? Like, there's a lot to get to it's with all your stuff. Phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long here on WEEI, Jones and Keefe. All your Red Sox thoughts there. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI, we got some nice Revs kits we're wearing today.
Yeah, these are the Eastern Pines. These are the new ones that they unveiled.
Real sharp.
Real sharp is you're not joking about that.
Real sharp.
It's gonna get a lot. I'm gonna get a lot of wear and tear out of this.
We also got some shaving product. I don't know what the message was there. Like,
clean
hey
it
guys,
up, maybe.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. A
couple of
you?
Scrubs. You guys are on Twitch and YouTube now.
Big shout out to the Revs and Gillette for that. If you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, you can also chat on Twitch, of course. Always a nice, healthy conversation there.
Yep, a lot of fans of the show.
Couple of contract details on Bregman. This is from Jeff Passan late last night. Alex Bregman's three-year, $120 million deal with Boston includes deferred money, sources told ESPN. The $40 million salary is $10 million plus more per year than others were offering. The Red Sox land the best free agent left on the market. First news was Chandler Rome at the Athletic. So they were over $10 million more a year than the next best offer. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, adds that Bregman turned down a six-year, $170 million deal to sign with the Red Sox. I believe subsequent reports say that's from the Tigers.
Yes.
So he turned down 170 elsewhere. He's getting 120 over 3 years here. There are opt-outs after every year. I already see on the text line, 617-779-7937, the opt-outs are concerning. Are you concerned at all with the structure of the deal, Keith?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think you have to be prepared for if he gets hurt, he's coming back. If he sucks, he's definitely coming back. And if he's great, you're going to have to renegotiate with him. That's kind of how it goes. Now, there were also a lot of opt-outs in J.D. Martinez's contract. And you remember, he actually played really well, and he just kept coming back until the end. Right? Like, J.D. Martinez, I think, played out that whole deal, and that was like a five-year deal, and there was three different opt-outs in the original Red Sox contract with J.D. Martinez. Former teammate of Alex Bregman, a very similar contract. Remember when Carlos Correa went to the Twins, and all these guys were getting really long-term deals a couple years ago in free agency,
yeah.
And he settled for really short-term, but huge average annual. I think at the time, it was like $36 million somewhere in there, and you're like, Carlos Correa? And you're like, you can opt out after each year. So, not really. I think it also... it allows you to say, all right, how good's Marcelo Mayer going to be? How good's Christian Campbell going to be? Like, we can kind of wait and see this a little bit. And it doesn't mean that if he opts out, he's gone.
Or it frees you up to be more aggressive moving on from those guys and getting more big league talent if you wanted to do that.
No, I'm okay with it. I think you had to get creative, right? Like, there's a lot of different contracts in baseball. We've seen some, like, what did Bryce Harper sign? It was like 15 years, no opt outs, like just straight up deals. Other guys are willing to bet on themselves and even at 30 years old have opt-outs after each year. But I think you just have to be prepared that, all right, if he has an awesome year, great, great for everybody. But, you know, you have to go back to the table again next year, which is
so fun. This is what you've been asking for, Red Sox fans. And I think you have to give them credit. I'm really not concerned about the structure of the deal. I think you actually have to give them credit for the structure of the deal. I've asked the Red Sox to do this a million times. I think I said it with Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, give Soto way more than anybody else on like a two-year deal and make him say no. Like, go high AAV, shorter term. If the term scares you and the total package of the contract scares you and you don't want to lock yourself into a player in his late 30s where he's less productive and you don't want to deal with the back end of the contract, don't give him the back end of the contract. Give him a 1-2-3 year deal and overpay in AAV. Give him $40 million a year. I'm fine with that. Doesn't bother me. It's not my money. Go light up the stogie there, John Henry. Light it up and celebrate. You got plenty of money. I'm not worried about your bank account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So if you want to front load a contract on shorter term to get a player, good. And I think it goes a little far when you say it's a good problem to have. If he has a great year and he opts out, well, that would be a good problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If he has a sucky year and you're stuck with him for two more years,
that.
I don't think it's a real win-win. So I think that maybe gets mischaracterized.
You're not stuck for 5-6.
Correct. So if he goes out and he continues to decline, and his numbers did drop off a little bit last year.
They did.
Maybe even a lot.
Maybe this worst year.
then you're going to be stuck with him for two more years. He's not going to opt out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say there's no downside, but those are nitpicks. Overall, I love the contract. It's the exact kind of player I want them to sign. Maybe I hadn't even given enough credit to this. I heard Baseball Brett today on the Greg Hill Show, a nice stint.
Nice. Little insider.
He mentioned Walker Buehler as well. They've signed a couple of guys with big game pedigree, winners, and I like that the Red Sox are doing that. And if they're going to do it on short-term deals, fine. I need them to spend every single year. So if you're going to do a one-year deal with Walker Buehler, then you better go out and get next year's Walker Buehler or sign him to a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. Pay Crochet. I don't mind Bregman on this deal. So to me, it's exactly what I wanted them to do. You get a guy with a winning pedigree, a guy who, if, you know, Cora cooks up another cheating scandal, you know he's going to be on the same page.
He was one of the best players in the league when they cheated.
Cheat your way right to a World Series. Yeah. That's fine. Yep. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, that's John Henry lighting it up and celebrating. If you could put that back up, Brian.
How about that victory lap there on Instagram? That was Linda that posted that, right?
Linda, fetch me my Stogie.
He's got a nice pair of cool casual jeans on. He's got an indoor vest happening. Smoking indoors. Right by the fireplace, too.
Linda, I'm so cold. Turn up the heat. Set me next to the fire.
You can't afford heat? He's got a nice... That chair probably costs more than my house. But he's having a nice time. Feeling pretty good. But he finally deserves some credit.
I mean, look at this guy. He's like, we haven't spent years and years. I'm going to light one up.
You know what actually that was for? Sidney Crosby looking good in the Four Nations. That's actually more Penguins related than it is Sox related. I have another number here. This is going to come across negative, and it's not. I'm very pro this signing.
Yeah, no, you love it.
Do you know how many players have an average annual value of $40 million or more?
In all
of baseball.
Five.
You're right. Five.
Is that right?
So in addition to Bregman.
So Soto, obviously.
Juan Soto.
Otani.
Shohei Otani.
Judge.
Aaron Judge.
And Harper,
Zach
you said
Wheeler.
Harper.
No, Zach Wheeler.
Ugh.
So Bregman makes more money than all those other guys. But yeah, Virginia. But again, it's fine. I think they needed to do it because the alternative would have been nothing. The alternative would have been taking that $40 million and just sitting on it, just like having it. So they at least now fill out their lineup. I think they can make a good move great by making him play third base. Like you have to put him at third base. It's a little... You're not maximizing his potential. The guy just won a freaking gold glove at third base. You have the worst defensive third baseman currently in baseball playing third base for you. Put him at DH. Put him at DH. Let Rafaela play second base until Christian Campbell's ready to go, or Romy Gonzalez or Vaughn Grissom or whatever until Campbell's ready to go. And then you're going to have a better defensive infield for all of your pitchers. That's what you really should do. But I am a little worried that they're just going to put him at second base. But the overall positive is going to be that lineup. Top to bottom, that lineup, you can now separate guys like Devers and Casas or even Duran and Devers if you want, or however you want to slice it up, where you have, you know, three of your best hitters are lefties, and now you add Bregman. So that's huge. It's a good signing.
So, look, if John Henry's listening, and he's not, you know, puking in a toilet from the cigar smoke.
Yeah. I made a huge mistake.
I inhaled. Not only are we complimenting the move, Red Sox, John Henry, if you're listening, Sam Kennedy, whomever. Not only are we complimenting the move, okay? But, like, listen to what Keith is saying. And I think the Red Sox...
Please, that should be the slogan of our show.
I think the Red Sox missed this. And sports talk in this town, and something the Red Sox have missed for a while, it's fun when you sign a big-ticket player, and we go, where's he going to play?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going to hit? When's the last time we played this game on the radio, Keith? What's the Red Sox lineup going to look like? If you don't know the players and you don't care about the players and they're all interchangeable widgets and it's just this guy in this year, that guy out that year, some 4A prospect over here, a guy who doesn't belong in the big leagues over there, Trevor Story plays for 15 games. It's like if it's a lineup that no one cares about and it doesn't matter, we don't fill out the lineup. We don't care where this guy plays.
Right.
But it's interesting to me. Is Bregman your third baseman? What do you do with Rafi Devers? How does Devers feel about that? That's what they should do. Sounds like they're not going to do it. What's the story there? Whose call is that? Is Cora being loyal to Devers? Can they not move Devers because they paid him so much money and Henry doesn't want to do it? He's like, we're not paying a DH $300 million.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
So what's the motivation behind that?
You can't say we can't have a $30 million DH when you have a $40 million second baseman. Like, why the hell not? Maximize your team. Your team's better with him at third base.
But one investment is, again, $300-plus million versus $120 million, which AAV-wise, you're right, but the total compensation there.
But even when they
sign,
even when they put pen to paper on Devers, were they like, all right, we got our third baseman for the next 10 years?
Maybe not 10 years, but I bet John Henry expected him to stick at third longer than a couple.
All right, what do you think of this lineup? This is according to MLB on Fox. They did their potential Red Sox lineup.
Good.
Jaron Duran leading off.
And again, wait, before you go through it, just when's the last time we did this? When's the last time this is a thing on sports radio? It's been a while.
18 years.
It's been a long time. So
a lot of sleeps.
Duran leading off.
Jaron,
I'm in.
In left field. We'll get more to that in a second. Rafael Devers at third base, batting second.
Already don't like it, but keep
okay,
going.
Okay, Alex Bregman, second base, batting third.
Fine.
Tristan Casas at first base, the other hot corner, batting cleanup. Trevor Story, your shortstop, for now.
For April.
Batting fifth. Masataka Yoshida, the DH, batting sixth. Willier Abreu in right field, batting seventh. Connor Wong behind the plate. And Sadon Rafaela in center field, batting
seventh. Boats.
So I would hit Bregman second. I would start by splitting up your lefties right there. Duran and then Devers third.
I would go, I agree. I would go, first of all, I'll go Duran, probably, well,
Duran,
I want
Bregman.
Roman Anthony, but I would go, not Roman Anthony leading off, but I'd probably have him in the outfield sooner rather than later. But I'd go Duran, Bregman, Devers, Story, Casas. I'd probably let Story clean up. Cleanup's not what it used to be. You're not really thinking like Mark McGwire, 50 home runs. Your best hitter usually hits second, so maybe that's why they're having Devers in the scenario.
I just start by putting Casas cleanup because it's like, Trevor, don't get too used to hitting fifth. Like, why don't you get used to hitting cleanup?
Because
Story, you're going to be out of there. You're not going to be healthy enough to make it through April, probably.
I don't know how. Yeah, it depends on how desperate you are to do the righty-lefty thing, but at least now you have a couple of righty bats in your lineup and guys that you can put in the top half of it.
So I go Duran, Bregman, Devers, Casas. No matter, they're so left-handed, you're going to have lefties back-to-back. I would split it up to start, and I want Bregman hitting a little higher in the order.
I did see
the middle of the order.
Jonathan Papelbon had a tweet, I think even response maybe to this one.
I saw one of his tweets.
Yeah, me too. But he had another one where he was, I agree with him completely. He's like, nope, Devers should be the DH, and Bregman should be at third, and Christian Campbell should be at second. Like, just throw Campbell in there, which I think is great. I don't know. I doubt they'll do it, but have Campbell come up bat ninth for as long as you want. Remember Pedroia, the year he won Rookie of the Year, was not very good, struggled. People were calling for Alex Cora, in fact, to play over Pedroia, but they stuck with him, and then turned it around and won Rookie of the Year. So you have a good lineup. You have a pretty deep lineup. You can afford to put a guy like Campbell in there and be like, hey, if he hits, he hits. If he doesn't, like, we'll figure it out.
And again, that's a right-handed bat, which is important for this team. So what do you think of the Bregman signing? Does it change your expectations for this team? Where does he hit? Where do you play him on the field? What does it mean for Rafael Devers? Are the Red Sox done? And most importantly, are the Red Sox back?